Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Section 72T of the Tax Code imposes a 10% penalty on retirement plan distributions taken before age 59 and a half. Last month, we looked at how the penalty works, and we looked at some of the exceptions to the penalty. Specifically, we looked at the Big Four exceptions, the exceptions that apply to all types of retirement plans, namely death, disability, certain medical expenses, and the series of substantially equal payments. This month, we'll look at the exceptions that apply only to certain types of retirement plans or that are just temporary exceptions. Here are two exceptions that apply only to qualified plans, such as 401k plans, and they also apply to 403b plans. And these are the exceptions for quadro distributions and early retirement. When a couple gets divorced, the tax code has special provisions that allow the divorce court to split up their retirement plans tax-free. So, for example, the court might give the wife half of her husband's 401k plan and give the husband half of the wife's IRA. If the court order splitting up the 401k plan meets various requirements, it's called a qualified domestic relations order, or quadro. The court order splitting up the IRA also has to meet a lot of requirements that are basically just the same as for a quadro, but it's not a quadro. It's just something that looks like a quadro. And here's where we find a perfect example of how arbitrary the penalty exceptions are. Let's say after that divorce occurs, the wife take some money out of the 401k plan that was transferred to her in the divorce, and the husband takes some money out of the wife's former IRA that was transferred to him. The distribution to the wife is penalty-free because that's paid under a quadro, but the IRA distribution is subject to the 10% penalty. Why? Because only quadro distributions are penalty-free, and a court order splitting up a divorce tax-free is just not a quadro. It makes sense to somebody, not me. Let's turn to the early retirement exception. This is another one that only applies to qualified plans and 403Bs. If an employee retires in the year he reaches age 55 or later, he can take distributions penalty-free from the former employer's retirement plan, even though he hasn't reached age 59 and a half. That can be handy for someone who wants to retire early, obviously. But there are a couple of traps. First of all, if he rolls over the distribution to an IRA, he loses the exception because you cannot take an early retirement distribution from an IRA, only a qualified plan. Second, you cannot retire before age 55 and then just sit around and wait until you reach age 55 and then take some distributions. Both the retirement and the distribution have to be age 55 or later. Before we move on to the IRAs only exceptions, let's pause to honor the temporary exceptions. When Congress wants to make it look like they're helping out some of our stressed out citizens, they put in a temporary exception to the 10% penalty. For example, reservists who were called up to duty after September 11th are entitled to a special exception from the 10% penalty. Also, victims of Hurricanes Katrina, Wilma, and Rita got their own special penalty exception that ended at the end of 2006. When the headlines are large enough, Congress will enact a special exception. Now, your client may have lost his home and business in a tornado or a flood or a fire, but that's just too bad. That was his private disaster, and Congress is not interested in helping him out. Remember, there is no hardship exception as such. Maybe this is why the 10% penalty is in the code in the first place, so Congress can feel good when they waive it for certain people. Now let's look at the IRA's only exceptions. The first one is a beaut. There's an exception for IRA distributions used to pay health insurance premiums if you have been unemployed for 2 years. So here you have a person who's out of work for 2 years. Her family is starving, her home is being foreclosed, but the only thing she can take money out of her IRA for, penalty-free, is health insurance premiums. Now, the education expense exception is a huge source of mistakes. you can take money out of your IRA penalty-free to pay higher education expenses of yourself or your spouse, children, or grandchildren. If you have college-age grandchildren while you're still under age 59 and a half, either you're a fast worker or they are prodigies. The expenses must be incurred in the same year the distribution occurs, so you can't use one of these penalty-free exceptions to pay off a tuition loan, for example, from a different year. I used to say that the only people who paid the 10% penalty were the poor, the desperate, and the ignorant. I've had to take that back. Last year, a CPA who was studying for his PhD had to pay the penalty. He had made the mistake of withdrawing his tuition money from his 401k plan, and this exception only applies to IRA distributions. Another example, a lady called the IRS tax hotline. She asked if she could take money out of her 401k penalty-free for her daughter's college tuition. The IRS said yes, which of course was wrong, because the exception's only for IRA distributions. I bet the IRS used caller ID to trace her number, because they later audited that woman and they hit her with the penalty. Normally, I steer clear of politics, but today I'm asking you to write to your congressman and ask him or her, why is it okay to take money out of an IRA to pay education expenses, but not out of a 401k plan? There's one more IRAs only penalty exception, and this is for the first-time home purchase. You can take up to $10,000 penalty-free from your IRA one time to purchase a first-time home for yourself or your spouse, your ancestors, or your descendants. So, if you have been waiting to buy a home for your ancestors, this is your chance. Now, it won't be much of a home for $10,000. But the good news is it doesn't have to be literally their first home. It just has to be their first home in a while, namely 2 years. So, leave them out on the street for a couple of years, then you'll qualify for this exception. As you can see, the many exceptions to the 10% penalty are arbitrary and nitpicking. The moral is, with all of the penalty exceptions, don't rely on rumor, hearsay, or even the IRS tax hotline. Get a tax professional to confirm that your distribution qualifies for the exception. The IRS and the courts will not listen to any sad stories. You either meet the exact requirements for one of the dozen or so exceptions, or you pay the penalty. You want to hear sad stories? The state of Maryland, a few years ago, they reorganized their pension system for teachers. They told all the teachers, take your money out of the old plan, roll it to an IRA, and we'll put you in the new plan. The only problem was, this was many years ago, back when you could not roll over an in-service distribution. So all of the teachers in Maryland who were under 59 and a half had to pay not only income tax, but also the penalty on those distributions. Here's another one. To qualify for the disability exception that we talked about last month, you have to have a doctor's certificate. Some Christian Scientists contested that requirement, saying the IRS was preventing them from practicing their religion, which does not allow consulting with doctors. The court had no sympathy. The court said the IRS is not preventing you from practicing your religion. They're just making it more expensive for you to do so. Well, I have exaggerated a tiny bit when I say the court never listens to excuses. There was one case. It involved a drug dealer. Now, he was one of the more prudent drug dealers. He had an IRA. The IRS seized his IRA to pay his back taxes on the drug deals. When the IRS seizes your IRA, that, of course, is a distribution. So they assessed him with income taxes and the 10% penalty because he was under 59 and a half. He contested the penalty in court. He said he shouldn't have to pay a penalty on an involuntary distribution. Now, remember, the court had no sympathy for the Maryland teachers who were lied to by their employer. They had no sympathy for people who were being asked to violate their religious principles. But this guy touched their heartstrings. The court waived the penalty for this apparently lovable young drug dealer. But unless your client has a really winning, engaging personality, as apparently this drug dealer did, don't expect the court to bend the rules for your client. If you claim an exception to the 10% penalty, make sure you comply with every detail of the exception. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.